So, about the weather, of course, but particularly Cyclone Seroja, which seems to now be accompanied by a pair of different dance partners. Stephanie Bond is duty forecaster at the Bureau. Stephanie, good morning.
Good morning, Gareth. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Appreciate your time today. So, what's the latest? What's going on? What's going to happen?
So currently Tropical Cyclone Seroja is around 500 kilometres northwest of Exmouth and is still moving in a southwesterly direction. We expect it to intensify over the next day or two as it continues well offshore of the Pilbara coast. But before that one makes landfall on Sunday, we do have that tropical low 23U, which is just to the north of Seroja as well. Mm-hmm. We still expect that to intensify into a tropical cyclone later this morning.
Okay.
And then move southwards from Friday night into Saturday. But it will start to weaken a little bit and become a tropical low again.
Okay.
But even as it approaches that Exmouth northwest Cape area, it will extend some gale force winds and damaging winds across that area during Saturday day, with the peak period through Saturday afternoon and evening. So there will be a severe weather warning issued for that northwest Cape Exmouth area later this morning for that period on Saturday for damaging winds and some gusty and intense rainfall.
Right. So for a while, we're going to have two tropical cyclones at once.
That's right, yes. It doesn't often happen, and in particularly so close together, but certainly that is what's going to happen later this morning.
What's the new one going to be called?
It will be called Odette, if it does get named this morning.
Okay, so we'll have Seroja and Odette doing a bit of a dance off the northwest. And then there's this third system. Is that impacting and interacting as well?
No, that one is too far west.
Okay.
That is actually just northwest of Cocos Island,
okay.
And they may get a period of gusty conditions on Saturday, but that isn't very likely to turn into a tropical cyclone
anymore.
Okay,
all right. So basically, if you're in the Exmouth Capes region, then Saturday's the day you need to brace for. With Seroja, that sort of hits on your latest projections, where exactly and when?
So it will take a southeast track on the Saturday night and approach the central west coast on Sunday, and may cross the coast between Carnarvon and Durian Bay on Sunday night or early Monday morning as a Category 2 system. And that means we expect damaging wind gusts right near the centre. Damaging wind gusts right through that area with mm-hmm. destructive wind gusts right near the centre of the system. And that is winds in excess of 125 kilometres per hour. And we also expect some short periods of intense rainfall, which could lead to flash flooding right from Coral Bay down to Durian Bay on Sunday and extending inland through the Wheatbelt and Southern Goldfields on Monday.
So in short, it's going to be a wild weather weekend for most of the northern coast of the state. And being school holidays, there's a lot of people who are out camping and holidaying and caravanning and whatever. And that was the warning that DFES had yesterday, that those people needed to make preparations.
That's exactly right. And because it's such an unusual system that far south, a lot of people might not be aware of what to do. So listen to the advice from DFES and heed all warnings issued by the BOM too.
Thank you very much for the comprehensive update, Stephanie. I appreciate it.
No worries.
Stephanie Bond, she is duty forecaster at the BOM. So look, going to be a fair bit happening north of Perth over the weekend and heading into Monday. I did hear that there was a real scene at Denham yesterday when the internet and the power went down. People trying to fuel up, couldn't pay. One of the fuel bowsers ran out. If you've heard anything, I'd love to know what's going on. 9221 882. But that northwest coastal highway could be real busy today and tomorrow and Sunday.